This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I mean, our goal is to win a Super Bowl, so we're building this team to win a Super Bowl this year. You know, that's our goal. At the same time, part of my job is to manage, make sure we don't sacrifice or do things that'll hurt us in the future, you know, because our goal is to obviously sustain success over time. We're looking to win a Super Bowl.
Playing a game today, reacting to Steelers coaches, players, in this case, executive Omar Khan. And we're asking, BS or not BS? Omar Khan says their goal is to win the Super Bowl this year. And so here is the Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Do you think that Omar Khan actually believes the Steelers can win the Super Bowl? Do you think that Omar Khan has enough faith in what he has built here that they can go all the way to that stairway to seven, baby? 412-928-9370. If he does believe that, he's going against history. Matt Williamson's a good follow on Twitter. Former Brown scout. I used to work with him. He's a very nice man. A funny guy. He tweets, "The 2025 Steelers will begin the season without their leading passer, their leading rusher, their leading receiver from the year before, which makes them only the 14th team in the Super Bowl era to do so." So I said, "Whoa, how'd the others fare, Matt?" And he replied, "The previous 13 had a combined winning percentage of 364. Only two had winning records, and just one, the 2006 Saints, won 10 games, thanks to their new quarterback, Drew Brees. But 2025 Steelers are the only, only one of two teams that had a winning record the year before." So more often than not, when you get rid of your leading quarter, your leading passer, your leading rusher, your leading wide receiver, you're going to stink the next year. I don't think the Steelers will stink. I think they will buck that historical trend. I think they will be the third now out of these 14 teams that has a winning record. And what they have in common with the 2006 Saints is they are adding a Hall of Fame quarterback. Now, the Saints got Brees in his prime. The Steelers get Rodgers, most definitely not in his prime. I do think they'll have a winning record. I do think they'll make the playoffs. I do, despite my best judgment, actually think the Steelers are built to win a playoff game this year. Prediction subject to change. It is July 24th. I do not, though, think that the Steelers can win the Super Bowl. And neither does Omar Khan. And he's trying to have his cake and eat it too. I'm actually not against that approach this year. I'm not. They got 12 draft picks next year. They're going to have a ton of cap space next year. They have tried to improve the roster as much as possible this offseason, all while not sacrificing the future. I'm okay with the process. However, there's no way he believes they can actually win the Super Bowl. And I don't think they can win the Super Bowl. And here's why. Patrick Mahomes exists. And you know what he's doing? He's keeping some historically great quarterbacks away from the Lombardi Trophy. We thought it was bad with Tom Brady for 20 damn years. Patrick Mahomes has kept Lamar Jackson from playing in a Super Bowl. Josh Allen from playing in a Super Bowl. Joe Burrow, he got to a Super Bowl. He's yet to win one. All these great quarterbacks in the AFC, they ain't sniffing a Lombardi because Patrick Mahomes exists. And Omar Khan expects us to believe that Aaron Rodgers, even though I'm a believer in Rodgers, is going to lead the Steelers to a place that Lamar Jackson has yet to go? Into a place that Josh Allen has yet to go? What, Omar, are you going to sell us some beachfront property in Nebraska? There ain't no way he believes they can win the Super Bowl. Now, he was tasked with building the best team possible, and I think he's done a pretty darn good job of that. But to think that the best team assembled by Omar Khan this offseason can compete with the Chiefs for AFC supremacy, I think it's nonsense. And as good as I do actually think the Steelers roster is, I'm not telling you it's better than the Ravens. At last we saw the Steelers compared to the Ravens. The Ravens whooped up on Pittsburgh, doubling them up on the scoreboard and rushing for 299 yards. The Steelers may well have closed the gap a little bit. They ain't closed the gap that much. They're not better than the Ravens in their own division. They're not close to the Bills. They're not close to the Chiefs. They ain't going to win the Super Bowl. So the question is, do you think that even Omar Khan believes what's coming out of his mouth? Now, I should be clear. I don't mind him saying it. We kill them when they project that their goal is to merely keep Mike Tomlin's winning streak alive and to merely win a playoff game. When Art Rooney II's brother, who was trying to sell his book this offseason, said, oh yeah, we're better than the mean. Only the Patriots have a better winning percentage the last 25 years. And sure, we haven't won a playoff game, but we're winning more than a lot of other teams. We crushed that guy. So when Omar Khan comes out and says our goal is to win the Super Bowl, that's what he should say. I'm not slapping the guy upside the head for saying that the Pittsburgh Steelers think they can win the Super Bowl or that their goal is to win the Super Bowl. He should say that. But what I'm wondering is, does he believe it? He can't. Do you think they could win the Super Bowl? 412-928-9370. Like in 2008, the Steelers did win the Super Bowl, but Tom Brady's knee had to come off of his body for them to do it. If Tom Brady doesn't get hurt, folks, one of the great defenses in the last 25 years, the 08 Steelers, they probably don't win the Super Bowl because their kryptonite was pretty boy Tom Brady. If the Steelers are going to win the Super Bowl this year, not only would this version of Tom Brady, this era's version of Tom Brady need to get hurt, Patrick Mahomes, so would Josh Allen, so would Lamar Jackson, maybe Justin Herbert. There are a lot of good teams in the AFC. And while I think the Steelers are improved, they ain't improved enough to leapfrog those squads unless their quarterbacks fall into a vat of acid all at once. Pat Bostic joins us now. He's a great man. He's our quarterback insider. He's tan. He's got a nice shirt on today. How's it going, Pathew?
You just called a pit shirt a nice shirt.
I do like the apparel line.
Thank you. I'm doing good. A little tired. I played 110 holes of golf on Tuesday.
That was this week.
For Children's Hospital, yeah.
A great cause, a great event. 110 holes is, well, it's absurd, Pat.
5:45 to about 8:30 p.m.
You don't recover from that for a couple of weeks, I don't think. You sore.
I better. Yeah, I'm not really sore, just like fatigued. Yeah. Just tired. But I'm good. Football season's here, man.
Yes, it is.
It's like the official start of football season.
Do you know who's coming in tomorrow?
Yeah, Dews and Eli Holstein.
That's right.
You're gonna be you're gonna have 2 days of just Panthers surrounding you.
I'm excited about it.
Yeah, it'll be good, man.
I've never talked to Eli Holstein before, and I'm looking forward to getting to know him a little bit. And I'm gonna bring this up to Narduzzi tomorrow. So Pat at ACC Media Day said he didn't bring Eli Holstein, not because he wasn't worthy of coming, but because the last 2 years he's brought a quarterback and he feels like it jinxed the team. Well, the last time Pitt won the ACC, Kenny Pickett had a radio show on this year's station. And yeah. Kenny Pickett wound up finishing third in the Heisman Trophy voting. So if he believes in jinxes, he probably believes in some good juju too. Maybe a little Eli Holstein show on the Fan Morning Show. What do you think?
I think you are playing right into your audience there with Deuce. I think he'll bless it immediately.
You think so?
I do. I mean, he might think about it for a second, but playing off the good mojo, and you know, he's superstitious big time. So I think you're playing your cards right there.
If you're a college football coach and you are not superstitious, I don't trust you. I think you need to be a little bit wonky. I love that Narduzzi last year, and we'll get to Omar Khan and the Steelers in a second here. I love that he had the team practicing indoors before the backyard brawl, and that he was quipping about West Virginia fans in the hills.
Oh, yeah.
Spies. I love that kind of stuff, man. The more absurd a college football coach could be, the better.
I agree. I think all football coaches, I think really in sports, it's if you're doing those types of things, it means you care about the outcome. And I think that obviously some people take it to another extent. He's one of them at times. But it's all about winning, man. It's all about winning, and ultimately that's what you're evaluated on. So whatever you think you have to do to give yourself an edge or not give the opponent an edge, man, listen, it's your call.
He's on one right now at Media Days.
Oh yeah.
Narduzzi. He said, and this is factual, he said, only three teams have won the ACC championship the last 10 years. We're one of them.
Yep.
I think he should beat that into the ground as much as possible. I think that's an important thing to get out there a ton. And then he said, and we plan on being there, and we should be playing North Carolina because they've got Bill Belichick. It's awesome.
Yeah,
I love it.
He says what a lot of people think, and I think that is refreshing about him. Sometimes it rubs people the wrong way. But, I mean, I think at Pitt, you have to have that edge to you. You have to have, I mean, it's
Rich a hard Rod, edge?
Yeah, Rich Rod down at WVU. You've got to have a pit bull kind of underdog chip on your shoulder mentality. You got to cut through. You got to make news when you can. And I think that that's what he's trying to do. And he's right. He's factual. I mean, listen, people will say, oh, you beat Wake Forest in the ACC championship with a down year. You beat Clemson that year too, right? And that team really, in my opinion, fell short of where it could have gone had it not lost to Miami and Western Michigan that year. But obviously, it was a special year. And
that team was playoff quality.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it had everything.
They'd have been in the expanded playoff.
It had everything. And both sides of the ball. And, you know, this year's team, I think, will be interesting to watch. They got a lot back. They got a lot of team speed. They have a lot of talent on the perimeter on both sides. I think what'll be the proof will be in the trenches and how they play on both sides of the ball, offensively and defensively. And we really won't find out, I don't think, what that group, that core looks like until week three in Morgantown.
Yeah, this is guessing season when the ACC media poll comes out, and I didn't see it. Did it come out already?
Well, it's in a very elongated process when you have, you know, 18 teams coming from every coast.
And you've got Penn State, many changes on every team.
Yeah, Penn State's in Vegas right now for their media day. I mean, it's chaotic. And so I think that the one interesting thing that I think I didn't hear the dude's comment on it. Maybe he did, and I'm still recovering. Are the mandatory injury reports that are in college football, because you know the dudes is notoriously close to the vest with those things, as you should be if you don't have to report it.
Oh, yeah.
But now, you know, 2 days out, you've got to provide an update, and then a day out, and then, you know, pregame. So that I think it's a breath of fresh air. From a broadcaster's perspective, it's really helpful.
Yes.
You don't have to sit there pregame with binoculars on to see if a guy's, you know, doing calisthenics.
I think it's good for fans, too.
I mean, obviously, it's good for
gambling.
Gambling, which is that's the elephant in the room when it comes to all this stuff. But I mean, when it comes to it, too, it's just less energy you have to spend on something, right? Less energy you have to spend on wondering if a guy's ready to play, hiding it, all those sorts of things. I mean, these kids are on college campuses too, so for their own well-being and sanity too, I think it's the right thing to do.
You mentioned Pitt season coming down to the trenches. I think that's what ultimately the Steelers season will come down to. You've got an aged Cam Hayward who played really well last year, but at some point, father time, mother time, whatever, undefeated. You've got a rookie who's starting for you on your defensive line, and you've got a third-year player in Keanu Benton that didn't take the step I think most of us wanted to see him take last year. On the Steelers' offensive line, you've got basically two rookies at the tackle positions because mm-hmm. Broderick Jones barely played in college, and now he's playing his natural position for the first time, something you've worried about a bunch, and I think that's fair to do. And you've got Faltano, who was injured all of last year, playing at right tackle. Omar Khan, though, said yesterday that the goal is to win the Super Bowl. The question for the fans and for you when we come back, Pat, can they actually win the Super Bowl? And does Omar Khan believe the words that came out of his mouth? 412-928-9370. We will get to that coming up next. It is 7:15. Time to make that call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums, 724-443-5610. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Pat's much more social than I am. He told me about two things going on in my neighborhood, our neighborhood, that had me very excited. My wife just got back from a five-day bachelorette party.
5 days?
5 days. And
that's awesome.
It's great for her because she needed to get out. She hasn't been away from the girls, and God love the girls, but she hasn't been away from them since they were born. She hasn't had any time to herself in going on 6 years now. And so when she came back, she's like, we got to do more stuff. Yeah. We can't just keep falling into this rut of Mondays are the same every week and yada, yada, yada. And Pat, you have helped us with that. You might be saving our marriage. Who knows?
I don't think you need help with that.
Now,
but it's important to keep yourself abreast of the cuisine in Mount Lebanon in our community.
You just dropped two nuggets of information on me that have me incredibly excited.
You have to have something to look forward to, man. You know? keep things different. Variety is the spice of life, right?
I agree with that.
We've got a lot of options in our little community, so I'm excited about it.
Perhaps a double date.
That would be great.
I think that'd be outstanding.
I think it'd be great.
Harry, maybe you bring Jada. We make this thing a triple date.
Yeah, when Doran gets back.
Doran and Rochelle, we do a quadruple
date.
That
would be fun.
We should find time to go to the Green Tree Pool as well.
What does that have to do with anything?
It didn't. That was just a clear insert of my own interests.
Clear insert of my own interests.
Meanwhile, this story pops up on KDKA's Twitter feed today. In a new survey, 31% of teens said their conversations with AI companions were as satisfying or more satisfying than talking with real friends. And so I click on the comments, and people are saying, this AI thing's scary. No, this is much more a commentary on humans than it is AI. Kids are nasty to each other.
Yep.
We've all been bullied. Maybe some of you out there listening were the bullies. That's not about AI. That's about 31% of teens getting bullied by humans and computers being nicer to them. So, shape up, kids. All right.
That is scary. I mean,
it is scary, though.
I mean, it is. The AI thing in general scares me tremendously. Just it's the opportunity for it to take over the world at some point and have a life of its own.
I hope we're long gone by then.
Me too.
Hope our kids are long gone by then.
Me too.
I lost part of my job, though, at the other job to AI. My boss started using AI voiceovers to replace me, and I'm sad about it.
Just think about if Channel 11 did that. If NBC did that for the U.S. Open, we wouldn't have had that scandal. If instead of Harry Callis's voice, it was just a robot voice bringing in the final round of the U.S. Open pony, and you wouldn't have almost come to blows.
I'm taking a job from AI. You want to know what it is?
Yeah.
So there's this AI app for player intros for my son's travel baseball team. And the AI PA announcer does my father-in-law was at the game last week and goes, where's the announcer at? It's on the app, Dad. I mean, it's an AI. They don't say last names because they don't want to mispronounce. I'm recording. I'm doing the voiceover for this weekend's tournament.
Let's go, Pat.
You know?
Yes.
I'm doing the voiceover. Enough with this AI. You know? I'm doing it. AI can get the hell out.
A texter writes in, and I have no idea what they're talking about here. Could be anything. I say a lot of dumb things on the reg. The amount of galaxy gas needed to make you dumb enough to believe that is unfathomable, Crowley.
Believe what? The bullying thing?
I think he's talking about Omar Khan saying that the Steelers could win the Super Bowl. And I don't believe that the Steelers could win the Super Bowl. I don't even think Omar Khan believes the Steelers can win the Super Bowl. But that's been the subject of our Fan Morning Show Twitter poll today, brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Omar says the Steelers' goal is to win the Super Bowl. Do you think he thinks they can win the ultimate prize? Do you think they can win it?
It would take a lot.
It would
take a lot in their control, and it would take a lot out of their control to win the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Something like them being the number one overall seed in the AFC, winning the AFC North, and basically Kansas City and Buffalo having, by their standards, historically bad seasons with their current roster construction and quarterbacks. That would be what it would take for them to get to and then win a Super Bowl. And then you've got to deal with whoever is on the other side. Which, again, Philadelphia is the Super Bowl champions, defending Super Bowl champions. I think we have every reason to believe they're going to be in the mix again.
Detroit, pretty good.
Detroit's really good. I mean, Minnesota's got a lot. They're going to see them in London. Ireland. It would take a lot. And it would take Aaron Rodgers, discovering the fountain of youth again. And
which, if anybody could legitimately find the real fountain of youth, it might be him.
Yeah. And
going through like the Himalayas or something.
Yeah. Well, and I think that he can still play at a high level. It's a matter of how consistently can he do that and who around him is either allowing or preventing that to happen. And that goes back to the original conversation of what you closed the last segment with was, both sides of the ball on the offensive and defensive lines.
They're off to a bad start on the offensive line, too. Isaac Seumalo is going to be out, and Tomlin says it's no big deal, but that's what they said last year, and then he missed four games. And you're breaking in Broderick Jones at left tackle. I would love for him to get to play next to Isaac Seumalo and not another young guy. I think that's massive, Pat.
That's a huge deal, and especially these reps in training camp with them playing together, because they've not played on the same side. If they have, it's been short-lived. If Broderick Jones has played at all during camp or practice at left tackle, which I'm sure he has at some stage, having Seumalo next to him, relaying the center's calls. I mean, it's big for Zach Frazier too, you know, because you have a veteran there that's done it at a high level, that understands what they're trying to do, that's smart, isn't phased, doesn't get rattled. I mean, you basically have two early career players on either side of him, and if he's not in there, it's a big loss. And they were much better with him than they were without him.
Yes. PFF has him as the 12th best guard in the NFL. There are 64 starting guards. They have him 12th. It's a big deal. Hopefully, it's not a long-term loss. We'll see. I'll believe that he's going to be ready for the regular season when he jogs out onto the field at St. Vincent College, because Mike Tomlin has been weird about these injuries before. In fact, Russell Wilson, calf, no big deal. He missed six games. Someone on the video stream on YouTube, which we love. We love our YouTube comments. They write, "What do you expect the GM of any team to say going into a new season?" Well, the Titans GM was asked if he thinks his team could win the Super Bowl, and he said, we got a lot of work to do on our roster. So some GMs will have different answers. Now, this is Pittsburgh, and that's Tennessee. I'm not blaming Omar Khan for saying the goal is to win the Super Bowl. That's what he should be saying. I'm just asking if you think he really believes it at 412-928-9370. We're playing a little game here with Pat Bostic. It's called BS or Not BS. Bunch of audio to comb over. We've got the highlights from yesterday's arrival day at St. Vincent College. Coming up next, Omar Khan's thoughts on the safety position and Juan Thornhill. We'll get to that after a hairy headline. But first, I just want to add this before I forget. The first step towards the Steelers winning a Super Bowl, Pat, and I'm not rooting for this. I don't want to even put it out into the universe. But the first step, I agree with you. You want to get advantageous matchups in the playoffs. First step in them winning a Super Bowl this year would be Lamar Jackson getting hurt. Because I just don't see them winning the division if he doesn't. And I think it's going to be pretty tough to string together some playoff wins without some version of home field advantage. All right. Omar Khan's comments on Juan Thornhill in the safety position next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart,
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Sign Juan, you know, that's not to say we won't look to see what else is out there, but part of being a training camp is for us to kind of figure out and get to know the players that we have and see how those roles are going to take, how they're going to come together. And, you know, I'm sure you guys will ask coach throughout training camp about how these guys are progressing and what he's seeing, but that's really what training camp is, to help us sort through all that out.
So Omar Khan asked about what they're going to do at free safety now without Minkah Fitzpatrick, and did you guys all hear that the way I heard that? That is not a ringing endorsement of one Juan Thornhill.
We signed Juan, you know, that's not to say we...
We signed Juan, you know.
We signed Juan, you know, that's not to say we won't look to see what else is out there, but part...
That's not a ringing endorsement.
No.
Not by a long shot. You bring guys in, and if you believe in them, you say you believe in them. Not state a fact, well, we signed Juan. Now, this is going to come off as unnecessarily awful, really. I already can't stand Juan Thornhill. I can't do it with him. He's talked one time with Steelers gear on, and here's what he had to say.
Yeah, I really didn't have any feeling because, like, I don't know Minkah that much just because I just got there, but I guess, like, that's just me having to step up and play a little bit more, which is I think I'm very capable of. Like, I'm a great player, and I can make a lot of plays. Sit back and you watch the film of what I did in Cleveland. I had a lot of good plays, and then some of the Cleveland people just tried to, like, bash my name a little bit. But like I said, if you sit there and you just really watch the film, I made a lot of plays and was very productive in that defense.
So he didn't stink last year, Pat. The media made him out to be a guy who stinks. I've seen some Juan Thornhill tape, seen a lot of guys with the football running away from him. I've looked at the Pro Football Focus grades, which are unkind to one Juan Thornhill. He was really good with the Chiefs. He says he's a great player. He likened himself to Minkah Fitzpatrick, and he says the reason he's not in Cleveland anymore is because the media ran him out of town. Come on.
Yeah, that last part I have less patience for. I mean, similar to Omar Khan saying, you know, he believes they could win a Super Bowl, I would want a guy to believe he's a good player.
Sure. Yes.
I also think a good player on a bad team can look bad. And they didn't have a bad defense per se each of his 2 years. They've had decent defenses in Cleveland. It's been the other side of the ball that's been more of the disaster. But, you know, he's in year 7 of his career. Kansas City chose to move on from him. For whatever reason, I don't think the Steelers are going to ask him to do so much that he is going to be a liability back there. In fact, I think he's likely a two-down player, first and second down, maybe. If it's second and long, he might not even be on the field. Because I think they're going to utilize three corners more often. I just think they will. And, you know, whether it's Darius Slay or whomever, you know, Jalen Ramsey, like, they're going to have somebody cross-trained to play a combination of nickel and safety. And again, that transition from corner to safety has been done before. When you have a top 100 player in the league like Jalen Ramsey, who can do so much as a physical player by nature, it's even easier. So that's as much insurance as you need for Juan Thornhill if he is a huge liability and vulnerability on the field. And I just don't anticipate them putting him in a position where he is that. I think that'd be foolish.
I think I said this with you a couple of weeks ago, Pat, that if I'm ranking all my starters 1 through 22, if my free safety is the worst among them and I've got elite pass rushing ability and elite corner play, I think that's probably the way I'd want it to be. Now, there are some free safeties that are highly paid in this league, but just a handful. And then everyone else is kind of mixing and matching, and that's what the Steelers could do this year. So it's not the worst place to cut corners, and people are already annoyed enough about how much money the Steelers are spending on defense. I just would much rather, one, Thornhill be my three than my two. And when you've got $25 million of cap space to spend, and they'll probably try to spend 15 or so of it because they like to go in with between 8 and 10 to fiddle around with stuff during the season, I'd like to see them go out and get a Justin Simmons.
Yeah.
Again, I'm fine with my safety, my free safety being the worst of my 22 starters. That doesn't mean he has to be the weak link, though. And there's guys out there that you could spend the money on, and the most notable is Justin Simmons. I'd like that.
Yeah, I would like that, too. I think a lot of things needed to shuffle out before they would go make a move, and those chips have fallen. TJ signed, and you've moved on from Minka. So that's clearly a need, and I don't want to cast the free safety position off as a, you know, you're playing right field or you're not a guy that's a factor, because there's been free safeties that are in the Hall of Fame.
Sure.
That can play post safety in a three deep coverage and read quarterback's eyes and make plays on seam balls and come out of center field and make plays on crossing routes and guys that you give freedom to take risks. I think that they will put Juan Thornhill in a box. Not in the box, in a box back there, where he is playing a deep third or some sort of deep middle in a man-free situation, and he is literally the lid on the defense, which he's not the fastest guy in the world, so that's a little bit scary, but you'd like to think with the way they're paying Alex Highsmith and TJ Watt that deep balls are going to be at a pretty penny.
I think that's what they're counting on.
If you're going to throw a deep ball against the Steelers, you better block it up, because to get back to where he's a serious problem, that would mean your pass rush and or run defense are seriously compromised.
I want to get into how the Steelers are going to use Jalen Ramsey a little bit more.
Yeah.
When we come back. Also, since you're here, I'd like to mix in a little college football talk before we dive back headfirst into the Steelers at 8 o'clock, the Big Ten commissioner, I want to slap him upside the head. I want to slap him upside the head. I wonder if you'll agree. We'll get to that coming up next as well. Fan text lines brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You could tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. We will get to how the Steelers plan on utilizing Jalen Ramsey, Darius Slay, Joey Porter Jr., and Juan Thornhill in a little bit. Pat Bostic in today. No Doran. He'll be back with us on Monday. Ball season is here, not just the NFL. Yes, the Steelers reported yesterday, and we'll spend the vast majority of the show talking about them. But the Big Ten's commissioner came out at Big Ten Media Day in Las friggin' Vegas and said, I don't see any reason why an 8-4 team that goes 6-3 in the Big Ten shouldn't still merit consideration for the playoff. And this is what I was afraid of the entire time, Pat. And I have argued for the expansion of the playoff. 12 seems good. We don't need to get to 16. We already have an NFL. We don't need college football to turn into the NFL. And I'm not saying there are bad 8-4 teams. There are really good 8-4 teams. But if you're 8-4 and you go 6-3 in your league, I don't want you in the playoff. I don't care what league you're in. I think you water down the regular season so substantially at that point, you would have more teams involved, no doubt. But I want great teams in the playoff, not middling Big Ten teams. And that drives me nuts. And it's all to serve the almighty dollar.
Yeah, well, they're in a position to say those types of things because of money. And Delaney, the former commissioner, is to be credited with the Big Ten Network and why that league is so rich and in a position of such power in college football. I mean, pound for pound, they get obliterated by the SEC when it comes to just the quality of teams, top to bottom. Absolutely obliterated. Now, I'm not saying that's the case with Penn State. I'm not saying that's the case with Ohio State, Michigan, and so forth, Oregon. But Nebraska's been nothing. Minnesota's been average. Michigan State is bad. Maryland's bad. Iowa's hard to watch. Indiana, and I know a lot of people there, and I love the Cignetti family. they're dropping games to play FCS teams and G5 teams because they think the Big Ten is the ticket to the playoff. And it probably is.
Yeah.
It probably is. But you know who I feel bad for? And again, winning sells tickets. I get it. But if I'm buying a season ticket to watch Indiana football and I've got to watch four games against G5 or three games against G5 teams and FCS teams, and there's no rivalry game, there's no, you know, out of conference crossover game that's fun, that stinks.
Yes.
But that's the world we're in. So do I think a 6-3 and 8-4 team from the Big Ten makes the playoff? In no world that exists should that be the case. However, money talks.
Yep.
And the Big Ten's got a big seat at the table, and they're arguing to defend their own, and I really can't blame them for that.
No, and it's the same thing with Omar Khan. Omar Khan should say the goal is to win the Super Bowl. Does he believe it? Eh, I don't think so. But he's saying what he should say. I think the Big Ten commissioner does believe in what he's saying, and he's doing what he should be doing for the good of his conference. It's just, for me, not for the good of college football. You mentioned Iowa. They're not fun to watch. Iowa fits the profile of perennially 8-4 and 6-3 in the Big Ten. And you're right. The Big Ten, what the hell? Penn State, Ohio State, Michigan, Oregon. Everybody else is mid. It has been mid forever. With the exception of like Wisconsin rising up and when Michigan State was in its heyday and Iowa every now and again. This isn't the SEC where you go, oh boy, they had to play the SEC schedule. 6-3 is real good. Penn State is going to play Ohio State this year in Oregon. I don't think they even play Michigan this year. And here's the dirty little secret. I heard intern Dom on the PM team yesterday saying he bought a ticket or wants to buy a ticket to the Oregon-Penn State game. And it's going to be one of the games of the year. I don't disagree with that. Hey, what are the stakes, though, if Penn State loses that game?
Nothing.
What are the stakes if Penn State loses to both Oregon and Ohio State? They did that last year, and they wound up in the Final Four. You can tell me it's one of the games of the year, and it, yes, will be aesthetically pleasing. It's a whiteout. It's two great brands. If Penn State loses to Oregon, it doesn't screw up the trajectory of their season at all, and I hate that for college football. I do.
Me too. I mean, Iowa was 6-3 in the league and 8-4. 8-5 after a bowl game last year.
Get them in, baby.
They're in the playoff.
Get them in.
They're in the playoff. I think not. I mean, Michigan was 5-4 in the league, 8-5 overall, and they beat Ohio State.
Get them in.
Get them in.
No team had a better win than the team that wound up beating the ultimate champion in the whole thing. Like, more teams will be in it late if the standards slip as much as the Big Ten commissioner wants the standards to slip. And you can make an argument, hey, that's good for college football. I think a lot of teams are in it that wouldn't have been in it before, now that they've expanded it to 12.
Yeah.
And I think you're having your cake and eating it too right now. The regular season still felt real good last year. I was enjoying every game as I've always enjoyed them. But when you've got teams that are sitting there at the end of the season at 7-3 and oh my God, they're in it, or 7-4 and oh, you can win the last game and you get in, that's where you've lost me. That's when it becomes the NFL. All right, coming up next, we will talk at some point about Jalen Ramsey and how the Steelers plan on utilizing him. I want to get into the wide receiver core. Omar Khan's thoughts on that position when we come back. Fan Weather's brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of James Harrison, low of Evgeny Malkin. Going to be a hot one if you go to St. Vincent College for day one of Steelers practice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast!
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102!
Laser beam! Oh, baby, this is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.